Good afternoon and evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Robert Acosta speaking, and myself, Alan Lemley, who you'll hear later, and Sherry Wells, who really helped make up the Stocking Stuffers 2018 team this year, and I thank them very much for all of their help. Accessible World presents Stocking Stuffers Part 1, 2018, Monday, November 5, 2018, at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Dear friends and supporting vendors, each year we present our Stocking Stuffers program in an attempt to provide our audience with a variety of choices of gifts for the holiday season. We also present Stocking Stuffers in order to thank our vendors who sell us their products and to give them an opportunity to discuss and demonstrate them. We shall always have questions from our wonderful audience. All times listed below are Eastern. Accessible World cordially invites you to our first part of Stocking Stuffers on November 5, 2018. This is an opportunity for you to shop for all of the holidays you celebrate. Ladies and gentlemen, those are my welcoming remarks. I don't know if they took 5 minutes, but I don't care because we want to save time for our dear, dear friend, Denise Russell. And let me just do her the courtesy, because we're recording, reading just a little bit more here for you. Okay, Stocking Stuffers welcomes Denise Russell of Speak to Me Catalog. Established since 1994, Speak to Me Catalog has sought to offer a wide array of talking and musical products. We focus on gifts and novelties to help you celebrate those special events or occasions like births, announcements, birthdays, anniversaries, and holidays. From the practical item like talking watches, clocks, calculators, and electronics to wacky gifts like a toilet seat alarm, fun sound effect buttons, and much more. Fun singing and talking teddies, educational toys for the little ones, and religious gifts can be found as well as heard at our website. It's worth a visit to our blind-friendly designed website or a call to check on that unusual gift for that special someone in your life. We always say at Speak to Me Catalog, why not give the gift that says something? Ladies and gentlemen, it is my great privilege and honor to introduce a dear friend and a dear lady, Denise Russell. Denise, the microphone or telephone is yours. Welcome to Stocking Stuffers Part 1, 2018.
Thank you very much, Bob, for inviting me back again. We always welcome the opportunity to let everyone know out there about what we do and the products we sell. As you mentioned, we started back in 1994. We are a family-owned business, home-based, and we started with a handful of products, and now we have several hundred products. Again, our focus is on gifts and novelties. We do have practical items, but we heavily look to the gifts and novelty items that's out there that make sounds or talk or do interesting and unusual things. So to start in on our products here, since tomorrow is election day, we decided to start with some political items. And by the way, these products that I'm presenting now are what I call true stocking stuffers. They actually will fit in a stocking. So to start with our political stuff, basically, past couple of years since our president, Donald Trump, has been in office, there's been quite a number of items with his voice, his figure, out there. So for instance, For instance, if you know someone that likes Donald Trump, you may want to send them a Donald Trump birthday card. And I will, it's a 5x7 card, comes with its own envelope. And when you open it up, it sounds like this.
I just want to wish you a happy birthday. I would never say in your case that you're fired, so I'll just say you're hired.
All right, and inside the card, it says, your birthday is no fake news. So we sell this card for $9.95. And then for Christmas, we also have another Donald Trump Christmas card. And when you open it up, it says,
I just wanted to wish everybody a very, very Merry Christmas. We say Christmas again very proudly. Have a great year. It'll be an incredible year.
So another card, $9.95, comes with its own envelope that you can mail out to your friend or relative that is a fan of Donald Trump. Or we have a figurine. Donald Trump is standing on a stand, and when you press the button, it says 17 different things like,
when you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice.
Or,
tomorrow they will say, Donald Trump rants and raves at the press. I'm not ranting and raving. I'm just telling you, you know, you're dishonest people.
So he said quite a number of interesting phrases in that. Like I said, about 17 different phrases. Again, can sit in a stocking. And we sell the Donald Trump figurine for $24.95. We also have a number of other Donald Trump products, like, for instance, the Donald Trump mug. It's the face shape of Donald Trump. This is not a talking product. It's a 20-ounce mug. You can put your coffee, your tea, your cocoa in it. It's a ceramic mug. We sell that for $9.95. We also have some Hillary items. We have a Hillary bobblehead for $15.95, and also a Donald Trump bobblehead. Those two items do not talk, but they're $15.95. We also have a Donald Trump and Hillary toilet roll holder. So you replace your toilet roll with the toilet roll holder, the toilet paper on there. When you pull the toilet paper, it will say several things like you just heard from the Donald Trump figure each time you pull your toilet paper. And in the case of Hillary, it will have her well-known laugh that she always has been known for, basically. We sell the toilet roll holders for $14.95. All right, so those are just a handful of the political items that we have at Speak to Me catalog. Again, stock, every one of those sits right in a stocking. In regards to health products, we have, for instance, our talking oximeter, which measures the oxygen saturation in your blood. We sell that for $59.95, runs on two AAA batteries. Will give you the oxygen level and your pulse rate. Again, also we have our talking forehead thermometer, also ear thermometer. Simply press it against your forehead or place it in your ear, press the button, and it will give you your body temperature. We sell that for $19.95. We still have our non-contact thermometer. This is a thermometer that you simply point towards your forehead, and it will give you your body temperature. Also, it will give you, if you point it in the air, it will give you the inside temperature. Or if you point it towards an object like hot water or cold water, it will give you the surface temperature of an item. We sell that for $49.95. Again, all of these items sit in a stocking. We also have a ARM blood pressure monitor. That comes with a carrying case, runs on four AA batteries, or it comes with the adapter. It comes with two cuffs. So no matter what size arm that's in your family, it will fit everybody, one or the other. We sell that for $79.95. And we also have a wrist blood pressure monitor. Simply Velcro it around your wrist. Runs on two AAA batteries. We sell that for $59.95. Again, we have a number of health items at the Speak to Me catalog. You're welcome to come by our website at speaktomecatalog.com and check us out. We play a lot of our products on the web so you can actually hear them and enjoy them and know exactly what you're getting and what it sounds like. In regards to the kitchen, we move it into the kitchen. That can be a fun place, especially at Speak to Me Catalog, because we like to have our kitchen items make sounds and whatever. So, for instance, we have a bird mug sitting here on my desk. When you pick it up, it's a ceramic mug about, I hold 16 ounces. When you pick it up, I'm placing it back down. If I lift it up again, not much light in here. So. So it does various, it does about eight different bird sounds. The beauty of the bird mug is you can unscrew the bottom of the mug to take the sound module off, and then you can take the mug and put it in the dishwasher. Some mugs, you can't wash them, or you have to hand wash them. But this one you can. The batteries are replaceable. It takes three AG button cell batteries. We sell the mug for $14.95. We also have a new item that has come into the Speak to Me catalog in the last couple of years. It's called the Beep Egg, B-E-E-P, Beep Egg. And what it is, it's a little egg-shaped device. You put it in your boiling water along with your boiling egg, and it will play different melodies based upon the doneness of the egg that you're trying to boil. So if you want a soft-boiled egg, it'll play a melody, medium-boiled egg, and then it goes to hard-boil. So, for instance, let's see what this one is. That's the children's one. Let me, we don't want to hear children. Let's listen to this one here. We have several varieties of beef eggs. So that is our, they call it a camping beef egg, or that's for soft boil. If I press it again, hit the roll jack, that's for medium boil. And if I press again, don't worry, be happy. So when it gets to playing that song in particular, you know that you have a hard-boiled egg. Again, we have a variety of these. I have that one, which is the camping egg. We have a patriotic one that plays patriotic melodies. I think I have the Western one. I'll just run through the song. That's soft-boil. Old Susanna, that's a medium boil. And the Yellow Rose of Texas is hard boil. So they all play different melodies. Like I say, I have a patriotic one, the original beef egg, the children's beef egg, and love beef egg that does various love songs. All of the beef eggs are $19.95. Also, we have what we call El Dente, another device that goes in the water with your spaghetti. And when it gets to a certain doneness, it will play a certain melody to let you know that that particular spaghetti is at the point that you need it to be. Again, the El Dente is 1995, and it's in the shape of a little Italian chef that you put inside your water. Another thing that we have also is our kitchen timer. On this, I mean, we can't just have a plain kitchen timer at Pinkney Catalog. We have to have something with a little twist. So this is a one-hour kitchen timer. I'm going to twist it and turn it back, and it'll play. All right, that's our Beethoven kitchen timer. Like I said, it's a one-hour timer. We sell it for $14.95. And we also have a Mozart kitchen timer that plays a Mozart melody. Again, that's $14.95. We also, as far as a talking kitchen item, we do sell the talking meat thermometer. We sell that for $39. That will go up to measure up to 575 degrees Fahrenheit. It will actually give you the actual temperature. It doesn't say it's done or it's well done. It actually will give you the degrees that the item you're cooking will be. Another thing that we found at the Speak to Be catalog that's been doing quite well for us, believe it or not, are collapsible. Again, these are not caulking products, but the fact that they collapse to a small size has been a practical item for our customers who live maybe in a situation where the space is limited. So we carry a lot of those collapsible things like collapsible salad bowls, three storage collapsible bowls, collapsible dish pans, collapsible bucket, all of these flattened down to very, very slim sizes where you can put in a cabinet or in between your washer and dryer. Or, for instance, I have the collapsible step stool. I have it underneath my sink in the kitchen. We have a collapsible measuring cup. So if you come to the website, put the word collapsible in, you'll see all of our collapsible items. All of them are reasonably priced, and I think you might find something that you might like. Okay, moving on to another category that we have at the Speak to Be catalog. We have a lot of handy electronic products. So, for instance, again, stocking stuffer, we have a cute little key finder. It's only $4.95. Why I chose this item is because it actually came with a whistle. For some reason or another, in my old age, I can't get my lips together to whistle very well. So this key finder actually comes with a whistle. Obviously, it will work without the whistle, but if you're finding it hard to put your lips together to whistle, that comes with it. And we sell that for $4.95. The batteries are included. We also have what we call a 3-in-1 emergency light. That is $29.95. And basically, it's 3-in-1. It's a motion detector. It's a flashlight. And, it's a, let's see. That's a 3-in-1. So, it also does something else. I can't think. My mind just slipped here. Let me think about that. I know it does three things: a motion detector, a light detector, and a flashlight. That's correct. Okay. So it plugs into the wall so it can stay charged, or you can unplug it in the wall and use it as a flashlight. Sorry about that. Okay, moving on. Let's see. Okay, we also have a Bluetooth speaker with a micro SD card slot. I like this one. It puts out a very good highs and lows in regards to the speaker. It's, again, a stocking stuffer size, easy to use, easy to pair with any Bluetooth device. Again, we sell that for $29.95. Because it's Bluetooth, of course, you could take your phone calls with it. It has a built-in mic, so you can use that also. Another thing that I noticed, when it needs to be recharged, it actually will speak and tell you to charge the unit, which is kind of nice, so you don't have to guess about it. It will let you know. When it's fully charged, it will run for about 10 hours. All right, let's see. The next thing we want to talk about is our security alarm keychain. That one, you simply pull the pin on the keychain. It's a 100 decibel alarm. It also has a handy flashlight on it. And we sell that for $9.95. It also comes with a little lanyard where you can carry it around your neck. Runs on 4 LR41 batteries, which are included. Let's see. The next thing I'd like to mention is our, which is kind of fun, our LED flying disc. That is kind of like a frisbee, but it also has a Bluetooth speaker attached to it. I was just discussing that with a customer today. For those people who want to take it to the beach or take it somewhere where they can kind of have free reign to throw it around, because it's Bluetooth, they'll always know where it's at, so it'll never get away from you. It has a USB magnetic charging cable that comes with it, so you can charge it up with the USB. The range of the speaker is about 160 feet away. It's waterproof, and like I said, the cable also comes with it. We sell that for $19.95. We also have, which I use personally, a folding headphone. They're stereo headphones. They fold up nice and compact, but also these are corded headphones, which I love. They retract to the unit, so you don't have to be getting the cord from the headphones jumbled up and tangled up. We sell that for $15.95. Moving on here, we also have smaller, again, stocking stuffer items. Like, we have the single CD player, just a plain CD player, which are now hard to find nowadays, which is $19.95. These also have a CD player that also plays MP3 CDs and also has a FM radio. We sell that for $39.95. Both of those CD players run on 2 AA batteries. It does have the earphone jack, and it also has a jack if you want to charge it electrically. And we still sell, now these are large. I just want to mention these two items because they're one of our, couple of our more popular items that speak to me. We still sell our Sony boombox. It's a boombox that has a cassette player and recorder, a CD player that also plays MP3 CDs, and an AM/FM radio. Comes with the electrical cord, or it runs on 6 C batteries. We sell that for $70.95. And also, we still carry our DVD player. That is a 7-inch screen, DVD screen. On top of this, it's a boom box style. On top of it is the CD player, also plays MP3 CDs, Bluetooth, AMFM Radio. Plays flash cards and SD cards, and also has a jack for a microphone. So if you want to do karaoke with it, you can. We sell that for $159.95. All right, moving on. Okay, a new item that I'm very excited about that just came in about a few days ago. I now have a Bible that holds two complete Bibles. We call it the Companion. I had the King James and the NIV version of the Bible put into the unit. So now you can listen to the King James, and if you want to compare it to the NIV, you can skip over to the NIV. This is made by the people that make the Solar Power Bible. The unit is only about, from left to right, about 1 inch tall, about 3.5 inches. You charge it with the USB. Does not have a built-in speaker. You would have to plug a earbud into it. But it's the same good quality like the Solar Bible. And like I said, we have the King James and the NIV put in that unit. And we sell that for $64.95. Since it is Christmas, obviously, I would want to demonstrate a little bit of some other small stocking stuffers that you might want to purchase for your loved ones. We have what we call our Christmas cupcakes, and they're little stuffed little cupcakes, and on the top of them you have either a snowman, Santa, or a reindeer, and they sound like this. Or here comes Santa. All right, let's see. I'll...
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
So they're, like I said, they're little plush little cupcakes with little characters on top. They either the nose lights up or the cheeks light up. Those are only like $6.95. I still have our, we call them our little pom-pom music boxes. When you open it up, it'll keep going. And it's just a little box. Cute for a presentation of, like, if you have a little pair of earrings or a ring that you like to present to someone, you can put it right here in this little box, and when they open it up, they hear the music and they're surprised. It's a cute little presentation. We sell that for $9.95. So that's kind of a idea of some of the smaller items that to speak to the catalog that I consider stocking stuffers that will very easily fit in a stocking. So I'd like to open it up for anybody that might have some questions.
Okay, Denise, thank you so much. I purchased a lot of these products, and always you come up with newer ones that I want. Ron, I'll let you handle the questions in your capable manner, please. And again, if you have a question, raise your hand. And Alt Y on the computer, star 9 on the iPhone, I know. I don't know the, I hazard to tell, the Mac commands. So let's see. I hear three participants. Let's turn it over to Ron, who will handle the questions.
Okay. It looks like Mitchell is the first person with a question.
Your Bluetooth speaker, how many devices can you pair to it?
Just one.
Okay.
Okay. Michael Munn is next.
Okay, Denise, I have a question about your CD player / DVD.
What's your question, Michael?
Alert, you are unmuted by host.
Your length and the width.
Alert. Start over, Michael. We lost that question.
Okay.
Can you again, Michael?
Okay, a question about your DVD player and how many microphones or how many microphones, Jack, does it have?
Just one.
Okay, thank you.
Alert, iPod Touch has left the meeting.
Okay. All right. Next one.
Carla Hayes is next.
Well, I'm glad I got in because I'm going to have to bop out. I have a student coming. My question is, do you have any recorder that will that you can use to digitize things like that are on cassette or CD and record them to CD or MP3? Does your boombox device do that, or do you have such a device?
So you're saying you want to take like a CD or a cassette or something and make it into what, an MP3 file or something, or?
Yes, or take a cassette and make it into a CD, an MP3 or a regular CD, or to take a cassette and make it, put it on a thumb drive, make it MP3.
You know, I used to have a stereo that did that. I'm trying to get one back again. It had a turntable, a cassette, and you could hook up another CD player to it, and you could copy that on and make another CD with it. But I don't have that anymore. But other than that, no, I don't have anything like that. I wish I did. The thing is, when you get into stuff like that, then it gets kind of screen related, and then it gets beyond the capabilities of people, to use.
Alert, John Smiley, iPad has left the meeting.
All right. I think once Crosley did that years ago, but I'm not sure. Okay, Ron, let's keep going if Denise doesn't mind here. We still have time.
Okay, it looks like Bobby is next.
All right, Bobby.
Hey, Denise, how are you doing?
Oh, fine.
Yeah, I got a question for you. The headphones you were talking about, are they Bluetooth? I didn't hear what you said because I walked away. Are they Bluetooth or you can only wire them? Because, in case my headset goes, I might want an extra headset.
Yeah, they're corded, so it's just got to fit into the earphone jack. I'm anti constantly having to charge something. And I love to just plug in something that I don't have to charge and listen. So these are definitely corded, and they simply go into the earphone jack.
And Denise, I have a question, if I may. The $79 speaker with the SD card, I'm such a low tech. How does that work? What if I have a bunch of old-time radio on a card? How will that help me? What do I do with it?
Are you talking about the speaker that has the SD card slot?
I think I am. It was a Bluetooth speaker you talked about for $79.
It's only $29.95.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, you just put your micro SD card in it, and then you just go frontwards and backwards to access your music.
Okay.
Yeah. Very simple.
Okay, it is. Any other questions, Ron?
Okay, the last question is from Kelly.
Hey, Denise, I just wanted to say I'm really enjoying the sound of those products there that you just featured. And I was actually looking at the Speak to Me catalog site as the presentation was going on. When I was looking at the games section, I saw that you had the Bop It Style Maker game.
Yeah, and that's a lot of fun. You know what the beauty of that is? They actually walk you through setting that up, which is nice. So I've actually, to be honest with you, when you're faced with trying to figure out what moves you want to make, you almost are stumped. But, yeah, you can create your own moves with it and call it whatever you want and actually play a game that you created yourself. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, nice. Yep. My question was, I know that, well, I guess you may have answered it already, but I know it says on the site, I believe, that there were instructions included. And I was just wondering if those are provided in an accessible format, or are those just print?
Well, it comes with print instructions, but the unit itself will tell you what to do.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, it looks like we have one more with Shirley B.
Yes. Yes, I'd like to know concerning the DVD player. Do you have to connect that to your television to use it?
No, you don't, but they actually do give you, and I didn't mention that, comes with all kinds of cords. You have a cord that you can plug into your cigarette lighter to play it in the car. There are cords that you can hook it up to a larger TV if you want to do that, but basically, the unit has a 7-inch TV screen. I'm calling it a TV screen, a screen on it to watch the DVD. And it will run either electrically with the cord, that cord that comes with it, or a 6C battery.
Well, I'm sorry. Okay. Denise, if you could give us your contact information and talk to us about the free shipping you talked to me about, if you can.
Oh, okay. Yes, our website is speaktomecatalog.com. So you would come there, you would be welcome there, and again, you could hear our products being demonstrated there. Our phone number is 800-248-9965. I'll say that again, 800-248-9965. And you'll probably get me 98% of the time. And what we're offering right now for your first order, so if you mentioned that you heard me on Stocking Stuffers, your first order up until Christmas time has free shipping.
My gosh, what a wonderful thing. We sure appreciate it. Denise, we thank you again. You've been with us many years because you're very, very popular. And please send our love to Seth. We're always rooting for him.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Stuffers has started in 2007, the dream of Pat Price, who's the beloved founder of Accessible World, a late founder, wonderful person. And we just have carried through. This is just an opportunity to thank our vendors because they're great people. They're small business people and, they do a fantastic job. So, and next week, watch for a newswire. We do part two. We are waiting for our next speaker who is asked to come in at 40. Let's hope she's on time so we don't keep you guys. Each year we're visited by Sea Crane, Bob Crane, the owner of Sea Crane, has been on before. He's not coming this time because he's out of the country, but he really likes us and we like him. And I think I own Sea Crane. I bought so many radios, purchased so many radios and so forth. Okay, if I may.
Absolutely.
Stocking Stuffers 2018 welcomes Rosa Reynosa of the Sea Crane Company. The Sea Crane Company has been on the Stocking Stuffers programs for many years. This company is known worldwide for its sales of radios and other fine electrical products. Contact information a little bit here. Rosa Reynosa, Assistant General Manager of Sea Crane and Sales and Marketing Customer Service. The number, this is what you guys all should have, 800-522-8863. Website address is www.ccrane.com. It is my honor to present at this time on behalf of Stocking Stuffers 2018, Rosa Reynosa of Seagrain. Welcome, Rosa.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. We were anxious to hear what you have to say this year.
Oh, absolutely. I am excited to be here and representing Seagrain Company. So I'd like to start off by talking about our latest products. So earlier this year, we received our first large shipment of our newest CC Radio EP Pro. It is a new version of our original CC Radio EP. It's a simple AM/FM radio with needle and dial tuning. It retails for $89.99. The difference now with our newer version versus our old version is that it now has a digital chip built inside. And so anytime, even though it has an analog display, anytime you tune into a frequency, it locks into that station. And so you don't have any of the drift that you had before with our analog radio. They also tweaked the speaker a little bit. And so the radio gets better audio clarity for voice, so AM radio in particular. And it's still a simple AM/FM radio, same layout as the previous model. It just has that new digital chip for locking into those stations.
And so give the name again, Rosa. I think I'm going to get that.
Yep, it is the CC Radio EP Pro, and it retails for $89.99. And that radio does have our twin coil ferrite AM antenna, which we are known for long range AM reception.
Wonderful. Great.
And we also came out with our CC Skywave SSB radio. That one retails for $169.99. It's been called the Swiss Army knife of portable radios, and I'll explain why. And so this radio comes with AM, it comes with FM, it comes with the weather band, the aviation band, shortwave, and in addition to shortwave, it also comes with the single sideband. This radio is like the ultimate radio for the radio listener, somebody that likes radio as a hobby and tries to tune into those distant radio stations on not just AM but shortwave.
Sounds delightful.
And we also, of course, still have our CC Radio 2E. This is the radio that pretty much put us on the map. It has evolved over the years. It retails for $169.99. This radio does come with that same twin coil ferrite AM antenna built inside as our CC Radio EP Pro. And so it is superb on long range AM reception. It also comes with FM, the 2 meter handband, the weather band, and the weather alert. The great thing about this radio is that the buttons are laid out very nicely. On the top, you have your standard 5 memory preset buttons. So you get 5 presets per station. And so it makes it really easy to save your favorite stations so that you can access them easily without having to tune into those stations every single time you turn into your radio or you turn your radio on. And the speaker, again, built for voice clarity. And so anytime you're listening to talk radio, you can really hear those voices come alive through these speakers. And again, that one retails for $169.99. And then one of the radios that has been has taken off successfully here at Seagrain, we've carried it for a few years, but it's our CC Pocket Radio. It's a small pocket radio. It retails for $64.99, and it comes with AM, FM, the weather band. It also has those nice 5 memory preset buttons on the front, so it makes it simple to preset your favorite stations as well. It's very portable. We have a lot of customers that like to go on walks, or they like to use this radio by their pillow for nighttime listening. It's also a great little travel radio that you can stick in your backpack or briefcase when you travel. And so that one continues to be a popular item here at Seagrain. And we also have our emergency radio, our CC Solar emergency radio. That radio, too, has gained momentum over the last year. Once those storms hit the U.S., a lot of individuals that already have an emergency radio or don't have one have been purchasing one, not just for themselves, but their family members. You know, as you as you know, when a storm hits or a disaster hits and the power goes out, you lose access to the internet, you lose cell phone. And so a lot of times the only means of communication to receive your local news and information is radio. This radio is great because it can be charged up different ways. It can be charged up by wind up. Comes with a built-in solar panel, or you can use three AA batteries with it. It retails for $59.99. It also comes with a little USB adapter where you can charge a cell phone in a pinch. And so it'll work with any cell phone that comes with the USB charging cable. It also comes with a little built-in flashlight too. And then, of course, we have our stocking stuffers and gifts that are great for anyone on your list this year for the holidays. We now have three versions of our pillow speakers. We have our regular pillow speaker, soft speaker pillow speaker, which is $22.99. We have our pillow speaker with an inline volume control, which retails for $24.99. And now we have a new amplified pillow speaker. That one retails for $34.99. So let me tell you why these pillow speakers are great. We have a lot of people who listen to the radio at night, or they're listening to audiobooks, sometimes white noise to help them fall asleep at night, or music. There's a lot of insomniacs out there, and I'm one of them included. And so these pillow speakers, you can either, they come with a nice soft cover that you can lie directly on them, or you can put them underneath your pillow. So they're great for listening to, like I said, whether it's radio, music, white noise at night. They're fantastic. And we, these past few years, we received some feedback from our customers that had smart devices like smartphones and tablets saying that the audio was too low. And so the amplified pillow speaker takes care of that. It's amplified, so the sound is a lot, it's a lot louder, and you could hear the audio a lot better.
That is wonderful. I'm, in my old age, I'm getting hard of hearing. How much is that amplified pillow speaker?
It's $34.99.
Oh, it's
and
worth it.
Yeah, no. And the nice thing about that radio is, or that pillow speaker as well, is that, like I said, it's amplified. So it works with two AAA batteries.
Okay.
But even when you don't have the batteries in there, or if you have it powered off, it still works. It has a volume control on the unit. And so you can still adjust the volume up and down. So it'll work either way. It'll work when it's when you have it on the amplification mode, or when you have that turned off. It's a great pillow speaker. And like I said, these are great items for anyone on your list. My son, who's 12, has a hard time falling asleep at night too. So he'll listen to some music to fall asleep. He's just like his mother. And so he uses this pillow speaker as well, and he loves it. And of course, knew that this never, he had no idea that something like this even existed until he saw me using it. And so, like I said, it's great for anyone on your list.
Wonderful.
And then, of course, we also have, over the past, about a year or two ago, we came out with our CC Buds Pro. So in addition to specializing in long-range AM reception, we're, you know, trying to get into the audio industry as well, but focusing more on voice and voice clarity. And so we have our CC Buds Pro for $19.99, and our CC Buds Pro mic for $24.99. And these earbuds, again, were specifically designed for voice clarity, so they don't have as much bass as a normal set of earbuds, so that you could hear the words a lot better, whether you're listening to music or you're listening to podcasts or audiobooks or talk radio or sports radio. The difference between the two is that the CC Buds Pro mic come with a volume control and mic for using with your cell phone, so that you can take calls while you have those earbuds in. And we also focus on comfort. These earbuds come with two sets of covers. And so it comes with a small, medium, and large of either a soft silicone or compressible foam. Everybody has a different preference and everybody has different size ears. And so we found that out very quickly when we were doing our research and have included the different sets of covers as well so that they fit nicely in your ear and that they're comfortable for listening. And then finally, as far as what we have here for stocking stuffers, we have our Power Vivid pocket flashlight, which again, like I said, it's great for anyone on your list. It uses a single AA flashlight. It's pretty small. It's about 3.7 inches long. Retails for $7.99. And I took this camping with me 1 year, and one of the individuals and families that I was with had this large, you know, heavy duty spotlight that works with D batteries, and my little flashlight that uses just a single AA battery outperformed their spotlight and asked me like, "Oh my God, where did you get this?" I'm like, "Ah, Sea Crane." And so it's a fun little gift for anyone. Our kids love it for flashlight tag too as well. So like I said, for anyone on your list, these are some pretty great gifts.
I must tell you, we had a fire near our home a while back. And that's when our sighted neighbors couldn't see anything. It was 3 a.m. And we had a Sea Crane flashlight, one of those old LED flashlights. And they loved us. And I said, "Follow me." I was like the Pied Piper getting them out of trouble.
No, they're great. And like I said, it's small, so they're easy to keep in, you know, like your purse or in your car, your glove compartment, anywhere in one of your cupboards in your kitchen. It's a handy little light, but as far as gifts go for everyone on your list, that's pretty much what we have here.
Let me ask you before we open to questions. We have a few minutes. Mm-hmm. Wi-Fi. What is happening to? We always ask every year. We know the difficulties of your digital internet radio. We see thousands of stations. And it looks great, but I don't want to have sighted people have to set it up for me and get the stations and so
right.
forth.
Right. Yes.
And closer to that.
So Bob Crane for years was trying to figure out a way where he could make these Wi-Fi radios voice activated. Yeah. And with these devices like the Echo Dot from Amazon or the Google Home, with these voice activated devices, it's pretty much taken over that market. And so I don't know, Mr. Crane does not have any plans in the future to do something like that. I know he's still constantly researching and working to see if there are workarounds for like a company our size that could compete in that market. But ever since those voice control devices have come to the market, it's pretty much changed the game.
Well, thank Bob for caring. He's with us all the way. We know that. We have no problem.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, let's, if you don't mind, Rosa, let's have a couple of some questions, and let me ask Ron, our live screen reader and dear friend, to recognize people here. Ron, please. Let's see where. Ron, are you with us? I see 4 people up there. Hope we didn't lose him.
I had problems unmuting myself. Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Mitchell is first person waiting.
Hi, Rosa. I'm looking for I'm looking for a radio that I can listen to stations from different states.
Okay, and so the best radio that we have for that would be either our CC Radio EP Pro, that simple AM/FM radio that I mentioned earlier, or our CC Radio 2E. Those radios, we have been able to receive stations that are up to 250 miles away. Now we're talking about 50,000 watt stations, and of course in ideal conditions where you're not going to be in a home with like stucco or anything that would create some kind of interference. But as far as a regular AM FM radio, those are the two best ones that we have. Again, it depends on how powerful the station is. And the environment that you're in, if you're looking like Bob was talking about, those Wi-Fi radios, of course, we still have those, but you do need somebody sighted that can help you set those up. But one of the great things about our company is that we do offer a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. And so if you were to purchase one of those radios, you get it, and you're just not able to bring in the stations that you're looking for, you can return it back for your money.
Oh, I agree. If I may say that, I won't give a brand that I bought from you, but it was not accessible, and they took it back immediately. They said, I'm so sorry, and they took it back. And I want to say one more thing. Sea Crane's support is outstanding. I mean, they'll say, let me go get the unit you're talking about. Let's look at it together. And they've always helped me, and they take the time. They're not saying, you got 3 minutes, you know, to do this. And we appreciate that.
That is correct. And if you call during our customer service hours, our customer service hours are from 8:15 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific time. If you were to call us, we can actually look up some of the stations that you listen to and then grab your zip code. And we can walk through and say, you know, your radio is within the area the station is within the area that we can, you know, that the radio would be able to pick it up, or it's in a fringe area. You know, we can't guarantee it. So we can help you with that. So give us a call.
Cool.
We'll be more than happy to walk through those steps with you.
That's wonderful. I didn't know that. That's just great. Really, it is. Okay, Ron, any other hands?
Okay, it looks like Kelly is next.
Hi, Rosa. One thing that I'm planning on purchasing from Sea Crane once we get through these postal strikes here in Canada is the FM transmitter. You offer. And one thing I was wondering about that is I believe it runs on batteries in addition to AC power. Do you know how long the batteries last for?
Yes, give me just a moment and let me grab that information for you. Let's see here.
Transmitter's neat, Kelly. You would like that.
My other one pretty well broke, so
yeah, I know the feeling. Yes.
Like it's a different brand, of course, but anyway.
So it runs on two AA batteries, and it runs for about 110 hours of a time. So about 110 hours is what we've tested it for.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you, Kelly. Good question, Ron. Next one here.
Okay, next is Pamela.
Hi, thank you. I have a couple of questions. First of all, the two radios that you mentioned, I need their names, that have the weather band or weather alert.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have, I know Robert or Bob said you're looking for one that plays internet stations, but wants one accessible. Do you have one that a sighted person can use?
So the radios that I mentioned that have the weather radio, so we have our CC Skywave SSB, which is $169.99. That's the one that I mentioned is like kind of like the what's been called the Swiss Army knife of portable radios. And then we have our CC Radio 2E, which is also $169.99. And then we have our little pocket radio for $64.99 that also has the weather band and weather alert. And as far as Wi-Fi radios go, yes, anybody that is sighted could easily walk through the menus and set these up. We have our own model. We have the CC Wi-Fi radio. We've had that one for a few years, and it retails for $119.99. This radio, the Wi-Fi radio, plays iHeartMedia stations. It has Pandora and also plays your CBS stations along with other stations from around the world. And we also have a radio from the company Grace. I'm not sure if you're familiar with them, but they are a great company that we've worked with for many years. It's called the Grace Mondo Plus, and that one retails for $179.99. That one has more functionality as far as being able to access Chromecast. It also, if you have a subscription, you can access your SiriusXM account through it.
Thank you.
That's great.
It's a little more robust than ours, and that's why it's a little more expensive. But we decided to carry that one because they are a great company, and again, some customers are looking for more features in their Wi-Fi radio.
Yes.
Well, thank you, my friend. I know you want to ask other questions, but we have a lot of hands up here. But we thank you for this great question. So, Ron, is there somebody else here, please?
Okay, Shirley B. is next.
Shirley Baker.
I got my first radio from Sea Crane this year, the EP Pro, and I really like it. But I want to know, is there just one version of that radio, or is there more than? Because you said something about that it did something differently or something.
No, so the one that you have is the only version of that radio that we have. Yep, it's the CC Radio EP Pro. We originally had the CC Radio EP that came out a few years ago. And then within the last year, we just made the changes of adding that digital chip. But that's the radio that we've had this year, and that's the one that you have. So you have our latest model.
And I just want to say we just really love that radio. My husband, I got him one and myself one too, so that's very good.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad to hear that you're enjoying it. That's always great to hear.
All right, Ron. Next, we have a few. Yeah.
Okay, next is John.
Okay. Let's see if I know his voice. John, you're on?
Maybe he has his mic turned off. I don't know.
Yeah, all day, John.
Says he's unmuted.
Are you on? Okay, we got
to let's go on to Nancy Lynn.
Okay, Nancy.
Hi, Rosa. Does Tim handle... Shut up.
I do that too.
Yeah. Does Tim Hendel still do the instruction cassettes and CDs? He did such a wonderful job with Sea Crane products, and I was just wondering if he still does those.
He does. He still does those for us. We no longer do the cassettes. They're now on CDs, and we also have MP3 files that you can download from our website. But, yes, he is fantastic. It is amazing to work with him.
Hang on to Tim. He is absolutely fabulous. You guys are way ahead of everybody.
Yep.
Nancy's right. Okay, Ron?
Okay, I don't see anybody else at this point. If John isn't...
John didn't make it. He stepped away. I'm sorry.
Okay, here's somebody else. Okay.
All right.
Okay, Michael Munn has a question.
All right, Ms. Rose, Rosa, whatever you want me to call you, I have a question about your high-power flashlight. Can that light be adjusted?
$7.99.
The $7.99 one cannot be adjusted. It just has a single setting. We do have a larger flashlight that is called the Unity Plus flashlight. It is larger. It's $34.99. That one can be adjusted, but the one for $7.99 cannot be adjusted. It's just a single setting for the beam.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Thank you. Next question.
Okay, that's it so far.
Okay, we're going to stop. Rosa, we want to thank you so much. Please send our best regards to Bob. This company is just so fabulous, and I think I own part of it. I think of all these radios. I have that one. It's wonderful. And we thank you very, very much. You want to give the 800 number again, because that's what I would think of as a blind guy. Could you give the 800?
Yep. So our number is 1-800-522-8863.
Well, we thank you so very much, and let's do it again next year. You were really good.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate you, and we appreciate everyone that you work with and your listeners.
Thank you. Let my friend Alan Lemley is in the Ethernet here. Alan, are you here?
I'm here, yeah.
Okay, you're very patient. We thank you. And he's got some exciting. The next two, Alan will handle the introductions and whatever and run it. And I'll sit back, put my feet up, and enjoy the program. So I give you at this time, my friend, colleague, associate, whatever, the man who sends out all those news wires, and that is not easy, Alan Lemley.
Thanks, Bob. It's about 6 after 7. I think Mystic.
They're here.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I know they're here. Do you want to give people a 5-minute restroom break or anything, or no? I mean, I don't know what folks are doing. This Zoom is so poor.
You're running the show, Alan. They're going to talk though. You'll have to mute them again.
Right. What? Let's do this. Let's meet back at about 11 after the hour, just to give us like a 5 minute break, just because we've been going nonstop, and I think maybe some people might want to stretch their legs, or for those that are tied to a computer and stuff, and then I'll get back and introduce some Mystic Access folks. So I'll see you in 5 minutes.
All right. Very good. The Tech Talk planning team, just so you know, meets every week, month, and we're trying to plan for the future. We'd all love to hear from you, suggestions. Larry Gassman is the chair of the committee, Larry Gassman, G-A-S-S-M-A-N, at roadrunner.com. And he presents, or I do, before the committee and get thoughts on these things. So the big thing is to get contact information. I have friends in here. They know who they are. Get this guy. Well, okay, who's going to do it? I don't know. Well, sometimes I don't know either. But we got help on the Mac. Some people want to hear about the Mac, and we got a tip here that we think we can get something together.
Well, let's rock and roll then. Most of y'all are probably familiar with the folks from Mystic Access. I was first introduced to them. It may have been as late as 2013. I think that's the year the company was formed. But I know Kim Loftus appeared on this program and did a excellent review of a audio tutorial on the Victor Reader Stream. So that was my first exposure, and I thought, oh, these folks know what they're doing. I mean, you can tell she knows what she's talking about. So then I got further exposed to Chris when we switched over to Zoom, because he was like the guiding force in directing us to learning this platform and to getting up to speed and to fielding a lot of my pointed questions from time to time. So those who have had the fortune of attending their video or their audio presentations online, or have, you know, purchased any of their tutorials, know what a first-class outfit they are. So I'm very happy that Bob asked me to introduce these guys, because, like I say, I've been totally impressed with them from my exposure to them, and I think you will be too if you give their products a try. I understand they're going to do a audio presentation for us, and I'll turn it over to Chris and company to take us through it.
Thank you, everybody, for having us on Tech Talk for our annual Stocking Stuffers appearance. We definitely appreciate it. I am Chris Grabowski, the founder of Mystic Access, and I have my two partners in crime over here. We have...
I'm Kim Loftus. I'm Director of Product Development.
I'm Lisa Salinger, and I'm still figuring out who I am. I do some tutorial creating and some phone stuff and just a little bit of different stuff. I'm the potluck person, I think.
I like that. We all do some potluck stuff, definitely, yes. For sure, around here, because yes. There are three of us, and
there's a lot that happens in this little company.
So. There is. We have lots to share. We're very excited.
We are, and we seem to have more to share every year, and this year in particular, I think we just have some real jewels to share with you guys. For those who don't know about us and what we do, our initial claim to fame was tutorial creation, and that's audio tutorials, because so many times you get a product and you're like, okay, I've got it. What the heck am I supposed to do with it? How am I going to learn to utilize it? Particularly, how am I going to learn to utilize it from the perspective of someone who can't see the flashing light or figure out that aspect of things? And we wanted to take care of that for you guys and make it easier to utilize your products. So not only do we do blindness specific products, and we do some of those, but we also do mainstream stuff to make them easier to utilize for you. And we're all totally blind ourselves, so we have to figure this stuff out and learn these modifications for ourselves. And by doing that, we can really make stuff easier to use for you and create things in a format that makes utilizing your new product a stress-free, fun experience. So that's how we initially started, was in creating tutorials. But we have branched out. We have some hardware to tell you about that we offer. We also have done a lot with our classes and events over the last couple of years, many of which have become home study products. So we're excited to share those with you as well.
The first thing that we can talk about is the hardware. We have three pieces of hardware to talk about, and the first one is a Havit Bluetooth transmitter receiver. What this does is it takes a non-Bluetooth device, such as a second generation Victor Reader Stream, a PlexTalk Pocket, a BookPort Plus, or if anybody still uses them, an old-fashioned CD player that you can connect this device to, and then you can connect to a set of Bluetooth headphones or a Bluetooth speaker or Amazon Echo, Google Home, what have you, and play the audio from that device on a speaker if the device doesn't have a speaker.
So anything really with a 3.5 millimeter headphone jack in it, you can utilize this with to play Bluetooth items, and you can then transmit that audio. So it really is a very handy device. And because this is a pretty visual device, because it has lights that change colors depending on what you're doing, we have created a tutorial for this device that comes with it. So if you purchase it from us, you will get the tutorial as well that talks about how you can use the transmitter. And, of course, it's a transmitter receiver, so you can receive audio as well as transmit it to other devices. So we kind of explain the differences in the two. We explain what it's all about. If you have something that is not Bluetooth, you want to be able to share that audio to some Bluetooth headphones or to Bluetooth speakers, things like that, then this may be a great thing to consider for your Christmas list or your holiday wish list or for that list of someone you love. Now, one thing I do want to mention is if you want to use this with hearing aids, we've had some people who be successful with that, and we've had some people who have not. So we really don't have any experience with that ourselves, so it's difficult for us to share with you what makes and models and brands of hearing aids that this product may work well with. So unfortunately, you would just have to kind of buy it and see if it actually worked for you under those circumstances.
And people ask us, well, you know, I see that your price for this is this much, and I could just buy it somewhere else. And you certainly can do that. But the advantage that you get by purchasing from us is that when we send it to you, we send you the tutorial on the SD card. And so you don't have to wait for someone to read you the directions. And this is the case with all our hardware. You don't have to try and find a PDF where it will say, press the button, where that pause is obviously some little graphic. The other day I got something that I ordered online, and I found a manual, and I was very excited. And the first half of the line was in English, and the second half of the line was not. So reading it was beyond frustrating. And so this way, it really puts you on equal footing with anybody else. You can pick up your new toy, your new device, and get started immediately.
Absolutely, and we really pride ourselves on that. And if you're thinking SD card, you know, well, if you have it and you want to put it in your stream or another player that has an SD card or in your computer, you can certainly do that. But if you're thinking, what am I going to do with an SD card? I don't have anything that will play those. Then consider just letting us know that in advance. Call us or email us. Let us know when you place your order. And you can also write in the order notes if you're placing the order online. And we can give you a CD, an actual disc, if you would prefer that rather than having an SD card. We can do that. Give you media that you're more comfortable with to utilize with the tutorials on them. In addition to our transmitter receiver, which is $55, by the way, if you purchase it directly from us, and that includes your shipping. All these prices do include shipping anywhere in the continental U.S. We also have headphones and speakers that you can check out from us, all of which have voice prompts. The set of headphones that we have to offer you are, I think, a really spectacular present for someone. They're made by a company called Shark, and that's S-H-A-R-K-K, so there are a couple companies with the name. This one has two Ks. And these are the Shark Aura headphones. They are made of really nice aluminum construction. They have buttons that are very easy to press and feel on one of the headphones. And not only are they Bluetooth, but you can also utilize them with a wire. So you can use them either way, whether you want to use them as wired headphones or Bluetooth headphones. They are very comfortable. They feel great on the ear. They are on-ear headphones, just so you are aware of that. They have voice prompts, so you can have a really good idea of what's going on when you pair to your particular device. They sound fantastic. One of the benefits of Shark is that they make really excellent sounding things.
want you to want me. I need you so badly, I can't think of anything but you.
If you want a really nice, posh-looking headphone that also sounds great, this may be something that you want to check out. And please note that we do have product samples on our website for everything that we offer. So you can actually hear the Sharks, and you can hear the clarity of the headphones. So if you want to check that sample out on our website, you can do so. And you can actually hear what they sound like. I actually recorded the sample with in-ear microphones so that you could get an idea of what the Sharks sound like. So those are our headphones that we have to offer. And as Lisa said, again, these come with a tutorial to show you exactly how to utilize them. And of course, you can utilize them for taking phone calls as well. So that's another option.
And if by chance you already have a set of these headphones, you can order the tutorial separately, and you can order it either on an SD card or as a digital download.
Correct.
Absolutely. And that goes for the Bluetooth speakers and for the transmitter receiver as well. You can get these tutorials separately, should you wish, for $15. So visit our site or give us a call. We'll be happy to help you out with that. In terms of speakers, we have a couple that we offer for you. One is by a company called iFox, and this speaker has a touch panel on top. So you don't have to worry about the wear and tear on various buttons. It includes a micro SD card slot, line in and line out jacks, and an FM radio in addition to Bluetooth. So it really has a lot to offer. And it has an on-off switch on the back where you can actually power the speaker on and off. And voice prompts as well, as I mentioned, they all do. And it's a very small, compact speaker. It looks really cool, too. It's just a kind of a strange, fun-looking speaker. And it has a nice low profile, so you can carry it with you. It sounds great. It really does.
The only sound that you will hear is when I whisper in your ear, I love you.
And I know a lot of people are a little concerned because it is a touch panel versus actually having buttons on it. And that's, again, the reason that we include the tutorial, because we really want to explain what that's all about, how you can utilize it easily. And we think we've done a good job of doing that in the course of the tutorial.
The neat thing about this speaker and the fact that it is touchscreen is that it's really nice if you have neuropathy. I mean, it's really nice if you don't have neuropathy, too, but it is very usable if you do, because you're not feeling for a specific button or a small button that you may or may not be able to feel. The top of the device is triangular, and so basically you're just touching in one of three corners.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it sounds a little intimidating, but once you get it in hand and you use it, you find it really is quite easy.
I was at a recent convention. I showed it to a convention goer, and she just fell in love with the speaker just because the neatness and the kind of the unique way of its design. And she ended up talking her husband into buying it for her for Christmas.
So it definitely is a fun little speaker. And this one is $55 on our website. And I don't think we mentioned for the Shark Auras, those are $85.
And know that those are what I refer to as serious headphones. They look more streamlined. They are light, but they do give you ample over-the-ear coverage.
And while they are on-ear, they really do cover a lot. The coverage is very, very good. You can still occasionally hear sounds, so you don't have to worry about that. They're not noise-canceling, per se, but they sound really fantastic. So I think you'd be very pleased by purchasing them. They also fold down, which is really nice, too. So they come with a little case that you put them in. So that can be a really nice thing as well.
We have one more speaker before we move on to other goodies. And this is our kind of flagship speaker. This is called Volume and Bass. And the reason why I say that it's a flagship speaker is because you can do a lot of things with it. You can play off of Bluetooth. You can play off of micro SD. You can play off of a thumb drive if you have music on thumb drives. You can also charge your phone or your tablet with it. So it works as a power bank as well. And it sounds very, very good. The one thing I did want to mention about this specific speaker, though, is it has microwave-style buttons. So you can feel them. But again, like Lisa said, if you have neuropathy, you might not be able to feel the buttons. But you could have somebody help you put some kind of loc dots or something on the speaker itself so that you could use the buttons.
Exactly. The sound quality is really fantastic from this particular speaker. We really pride ourselves on having really good sounding stuff. If you choose to pick this up, I do not think you would be disappointed in the sound. Again, like with everything else, it has voice prompts, so that can help you. And we have a nice long tutorial that comes with it as well to give you some sample sounds and show you all the usage of it. And this one is more expensive. This is $95, but it is a great sounding speaker. And it's only about 10 inches tall, I believe, off the top of my head. So
even that,
if even that,
yeah,
it's a cylinder. It looks kind of like an A-Lady product a little bit. But it doesn't include A-Lady, of course. And by that, I mean Alexa from Amazon, that talking virtual assistant. So it looks a little bit like the first generation of her. So if that kind of gives you an idea as to what it's like. It also has a little carabiner clip on it as well. So that makes carrying it around and moving it around a much easier process as well.
Now we want to tell you about our tutorials. And we're not going to go into a lot of depth on all of them because we have quite a few. But we want to touch on some of the more popular ones. And when I think of popular tutorials, the first two that come to mind are Amazon Echo and Victor Reader Stream. For me, at least, I had the Victor Reader Stream for about 2 or 3 years before I heard the tutorial. And when I heard the tutorial, I learned things I didn't know. When I was considering getting an Echo, I just wasn't sure if it was something I would need or use. And I heard the tutorial, and I had listened to about an hour, and I was on Amazon pressing that magic button. But whether or not you have the Echo, if you're considering it, you might really find the tutorial to be a valuable resource. It is currently being revised, updated, expanded, and enhanced. And if you purchase now, you will receive those enhancements when it comes out.
Absolutely. I'm very proud of this one. I still think this may have been the most fun I've ever had creating a tutorial for Mystic Access. And it was just a blast to put it together. I'm very pleased to be updating it, to be mixing it. It's going to sound better, and it's going to have some serious updates to it. So if you have it already, never fear, you'll get them. If you don't have it already, it's $39 you can purchase. And a note before we dive into tutorials and tell you more about all the ones we have to offer. If you want your tutorial on an SD card or other physical media, then you will pay an additional $15, and we will ship that SD card with your chosen tutorial or tutorials to your door or to the door of the person for whom you are purchasing. So please know that the $39 price for Echo, for instance, is for the Echo tutorial as a digital download in both DAISY and MP3. You can pick whichever format, or you can take both, and you get both with your download, or you can pay additional for the physical media to be sent to you.
And let's say that you buy 3 tutorials. You only have to purchase 1 SD card. We can put all 3 on the SD card for you.
Absolutely.
I want to tell you about a tutorial that I really started out not liking that has become a favorite. Chris did a tutorial on the Google suite of products, and that's things like Google Docs, Google Sheets, etc. And I was really frustrated because he was changing from one web browser to another and one screen reader to another. And I thought, this is just going to be confusing. And about 15 minutes in, I got it. And I realized that what I was seeing as an obstacle was really a beautiful thing, meaning that these things could work and work the same way. And it didn't matter what screen reader you were using or what website you were using or whether you were using an iPhone or an Android device, that they worked very similarly. So if you need to function in the Google environment, I would recommend that one as well as our tutorial on the Google Home, which is sort of a competitor to the Echo device. And some people will purchase both the Echo and Google Home tutorials before they even get the device so that they can compare and contrast.
Absolutely. We do offer those as a bundle, so you will save a little bit. The Google tutorial for Google Suite is $39. The Google Home tutorial is $39 as well. And you can purchase Google Home and Alexa tutorials together as a bundle in our bundle products category. So that may be something to look at as well. You know, a tutorial that I really like and have not yet purchased the product for which the tutorial was made, but I occasionally will go and look at this tutorial and go, oh man, I really want one, is Lisa's Apple Watch tutorial, which I just feel is so fun, and it really does take you from the initial setup all the way through faces and complications and all the things that you will need to know in order to most successfully utilize your Apple Watch. So if you have a watch, you can definitely check this out. And while Lisa did this on version 2.0 of the Apple Watch, it is still very, very relevant to the current new version of the watch as well. So you're going to learn a lot. You're going to learn all about setup and accessibility and what you need to do. And it's just a very thorough rundown of everything that you'll need to know to use your watch efficiently and effectively. And it's $39.
Yes, I think that was probably my most fun tutorial to create because I got the watch and kind of learned from scratch and created the tutorial. And really, it is true what Kim said, that even though I created it with version 2, you get enough foundational knowledge that if something is a little bit different in version 4, you can say, oh, I learned about this already. I know what to do with this. I know how to do this. And so it's one of those tutorials that really has, as much as things can in tech anyway, stood the test of time. We also have a tutorial. I'm kind of now moving into new things for this year. We released a tutorial on the Orbit Reader 20, which is a low-cost Braille display. And also, Kim recorded a tutorial called Stress Less, Browse Happy. And it's all about effectively using your web browser to find the information that you need on those often cluttered web pages.
If there's a tutorial that I'm proud of most, it's probably my Stress Less, Browse Happy tutorial that I've actually created, because I feel like it's such a needed thing for anyone who is lacking some confidence in utilizing the web. And I think I've given a lot of timely information and helpful information to make you be able to enjoy that process more starting immediately. So if you just listen and follow along and check out some of the hints and tips that I provide, hopefully you will find your confidence increasing more and more as you utilize both the tutorial and various websites. So I think it's a great learning tool. It's $24.97, and you can check that out as well on the site. Speaking of confidence building things that really help you to learn things more and more, Chris has a great one on switching screen readers or utilizing newer to you screen readers, perhaps.
That's correct. This is a tutorial that was created when Window Eyes went away. There were a lot of people that wanted some kind of, what do I do? I know how to use Window Eyes, but I need to know how to use JAWS, or I need to know how to use NVDA. And this tutorial is called From One to Another. As the name implies, you are literally switching from one screen reader to another screen reader. So we discuss the pain points of moving from Window Eyes to JAWS, or moving from NVDA to JAWS, or JAWS to NVDA, or whatever. It doesn't really matter. But it gives you the foundational needs. It shows you the foundation of switching between those different screen readers and gives you that helping hand.
So even if you want to utilize it for a backup screen reader, or you're just very slowly making a transition from one screen reader to a new one, this will be a great help, and this is $39 as well. That tends to be our sweet spot price for a lot of these tutorials, is $39. Let's move back to the Apple world for just a moment, because we have a few things that are really powerful in addition to our Apple Watch tutorial. I did one late last year, I believe, on the Apple TV. So that could be something fun for you to enjoy and check out.
And I will probably be updating that a bit next year and giving you some new update for it. But it's very powerful what you can do on the Apple TV in terms of accessing tons of entertainment value. It was fun to create something. This is about an 8-hour tutorial, so it's a lot of information to share what it can do. But there are other things about TVs or making your TV access more affordable that Chris and I have recently done this year. We did a class that has since turned into a tutorial all about cutting the cord effectively. And the Apple TV, of course, is one way you can do that. But there are so many others, and we talk about them in the course of our about 6 hours of material that we did on
something like
switching.
That, yeah.
It's a lot of stuff. It's a lot of information. We had a blast doing it, and we know a lot of people really enjoyed it. We got great feedback on that class. So you can learn a lot about cutting the cable cord, whether you do it through Apple or an Amazon product or Netflix. We talk about all of them. We talk about a lot of different ways you can do it, their accessibility, the various details. So totally excited about that. And we also did a name your price tutorial all about the Roku. So the Roku is another little streaming box. We touch on it in our cord cutting tutorial, but we also have a little tutorial that you can get directly and specifically on the Roku. Our cutting the cord tutorial is $39. And as I said, our Roku is name your price. Apple TV is $49. So it's a bit more just because there's so much material that I share in terms of that. Let's talk about some of our even newer things that we have offered in addition to cord cutting this year. Lisa has done an extraordinary job of teaching us all about iOS, and we have a lot to offer you in that vein.
Well, we've gotten a lot of requests for iOS-related things, which was partly how Apple Watch started. That's also how, in part, we got the VoiceDream Reader tutorial. I also did a quick walkthrough of the Apple AirPods, and that is a name-your-own-price product. That's not a very long thing. Hopefully, it's helpful. It's only about 30 minutes in length, but it seems that it's been helpful to some, and so you're welcome to check that out. Most recently, our big news is that we have started offering modules, is basically what we're calling them. So they are standalone lessons on the use of the iPhone. Generally, these are about an hour in length. Some are a little longer, and some are a bit shorter. But usually with questions, give or take, they come out to about an hour. And we have released the first 6 as a set. They were initially run as classes, so people could attend live or listen on their own time. As I speak now, we are in the process of releasing our second set of 6, with more to come in January. So we cover things like settings and using Siri and the on-screen keyboard, Braille screen input, GPS applications, all kinds of iPhone topics. They do build a little bit on one another. If you're new to the iPhone, and I say the iPhone kind of generically, most all of these modules will apply to the iPhone, the iPod Touch, and the iPad. The only one that is specific to the iPhone talks about the phone app. But even in that case, you can apply a lot of those principles to FaceTime or Google Duo or Skype or whatever on another iOS device. But if you were going to start out with any, I would recommend that you first explore the first set of 6 because they are foundational. They offer a lot of basic things that you might need to get started. And they do build to some extent on one another, although we've tried to make them stand alone as possible.
And the first set of 6 is $75. They're very navigable in DAISY and MP3 format. And I think you will learn a lot. Whether you are a brand new iOS user or whether you are a more seasoned iOS user, there's probably something fun in there that you will discover that you did not know before. I want to touch really quickly on some of the things that are about to be released because we have some goodies coming up. Lisa is creating a tutorial on another low-cost Braille display called the Braille Me. If you have not heard of it, you probably soon will. It is available from National Braille Press here in the States. That will be available soon. I am both revamping our ALEXA tutorial, and I am creating tutorials on the Fire TV and Fire Stick. That's one tutorial. And also on the Fire Tablet. How do you use those? How do they work? It's a very efficient and affordable way to jump into the tablet world accessibly. So I think a lot of people could benefit from that. And it also has ALEXA built in. So that could be fun for a lot of you to get yourself or someone you love for a holiday gift. Chris has something quite interesting coming up as well in terms of tutorial creation.
Yes, and that is 1Password. And by 1Password, that is the name of a product that is a password manager with online stuff that we do, having accounts with 500 passwords. We don't want to use the same password on multiple sites. That's a no-no. Because if your Twitter account gets hacked, for example, and you're using the same password on your Facebook account, they're just going to go right to your Facebook account, and now they have your Facebook credentials, and then they have moving on and on and on. So what a password manager allows you to do is manage all of those passwords in a secure vault, and you open that vault with 1Password, hence its name. It's a master password that decrypts your passwords. So that allows you to log into the sites securely and have passwords that you may not even know. For example, I think I have like 240 passwords at last count, and I couldn't even tell you. I don't know any of them because I don't need to know any of them.
So all these will be available for pre-order very, very soon. The best way to find out about what we have coming up is to join our newsletter, our Mystic Access news list. And you can do that from any page of our website, mysticaccess.com, mysticaccess.com. Or you can give us a call, of course, to find out more information. We also have an events news list that you may want to join to find out about all of our upcoming free and paid events. Before we close about tutorials and things that we actually have, I want to touch on our gift cards and also our free goodies. We do have gift cards available. If you have no idea what to get someone you love, but you think they would enjoy something of ours, and we have not even mentioned everything we have. We have several other tutorials and things that we haven't even touched on. But we do have lots of goodies, and if you would like, you may order a gift card for Christmas or Hanukkah directly from us. Or you can order a birthday gift card, or just because we have several gift cards to choose from. And you can order them on the website or give us a call. You can order anything from us via phone as well. And we will be happy to help you out. You can get in any amount of your choosing. And that's a great way to possibly say I love you to someone on your gift list. If you are brand new to us, you may want to check out some of our other free offerings. We have hours of free downloads to offer you on our free downloads page. We have a bi-weekly podcast where we always share loads of information. And as I mentioned, we have free events that you can join almost every month. January through November, we have a free class. So tons of ways to learn about us.
I was thinking about podcasts in particular because I'm sure that some of you kind of went, huh, when we said that we're offering a Braille Me tutorial, because we did a presentation here a few months back when we felt that in good conscience we had to give Braille Me less than stellar reviews. However, if you listen to our most recent podcast, actually it will be coming out tomorrow morning as of the time that you're hearing this recording, you will hear why we are doing a Braille Me tutorial, and you will get a comparison of Braille Me and Orbit Reader. So the podcast really is a valuable resource and can sometimes be a place where we can give you the additional details that we might not be able to in a newsletter or a presentation.
If you've listened thus far, congratulations for one thing, but also, if you feel like a tutorial is really not your speed and you would rather just have someone talk you through things, we have several training options available on the website as well. You can go hour by hour. We have a retainer package that you can check out. We have a VIP training package. And you can get training from us on any number of things like Braille displays, Daisy players, screen readers, your computer usage, all sorts of things. If you need help with your new Apple Watch, for instance, or whatever it may happen to be, we can probably assist you. There is a training option available for you on the website. And what's cool about our training that we're very proud of is that we record all of our training sessions. So if you feel like you want to go back and review something, you will have those recordings of your sessions to do so, and that is at no additional cost. Training from us, if you get an hourly rate, is $45 an hour. But if you get 3 hours or more of training, you'll save 15% on your training from us.
Speaking of savings, we have a code that you can use because you are a valued Tech Talk listener. And that code is going to seem familiar to people who have
listened to us for years.
Yes, it's Silver Bells. So when you're checking out, if you type in Silver Bells in the I have a coupon code field, then you can save 10%.
And it's Silver Bells, one word. You type that in. So you can definitely save. And if you don't want to order on the website, we will help you on the phone. Give us a call. We will be pleased to assist you in placing your order. And just tell us Silver Bells, and we will save you that 10% automatically on your order. To get in touch with us via phone, our number is 716-543-3323. Or if you have additional questions, you may email us at info@mysticaccess.com. And you will reach all of us, so whichever of us can get to you first will be most likely the one assisting you via email.
Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to our presentation, and we will be around for questions.
And we wish you safe, happy, and prosperous holidays.
Most definitely. We hope you have wonderful holidays, and we look forward to speaking with you in the new year as well.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Period of questions until the 9 o'clock hour, and so start raising your hands. I'm going to go first since I can't raise my hand as a moderator, and I want to know about that those Shark on-ear headphones. I think they're like $89, yep, something like that. Do they work with an iPhone? Like, do they have remote control buttons and volume?
Yes,
buttons?
They do.
They most certainly do.
Oh, so okay. So you can just like the regular Apple EarPods, you can answer phone calls and
absolutely.
Stuff like that. Outstanding. That's my question. Thank you.
Yes. Perfect.
And Ron, we'll let you call on folks.
Okay. It looks like Mitchell is the first person with a question.
Hey, guys. Thanks. And your Bluetooth speakers, when you say voice prompt, can you explain more what you mean by that?
So, for instance, when you power on the Bluetooth speakers, they'll tell you that the power is on. When it connects successfully to a device, it will tell you that it's connected to the device. So, stuff like that, it'll kind of guide you through the process. So, if you aren't sure if you're paired, it'll tell you. So, that could be handy.
If you're switching between multiple modes, like FM radio, TF card, or Bluetooth, it's going to tell you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. Thanks, guys.
Sure.
Okay, Mike H. is next.
Mike Hardwick, you there?
He has his mic muted himself. That's the biggest. There,
there
now,
we go.
I believe I am unmuted.
There you go.
Go.
I was curious. Did I thought I heard with the audio issues that you guys are working on a tutorial for the BrailleMe?
That's correct.
Okay, thanks.
And we'll have that up for pre-order pretty soon, Mike. It'll be out in our newsletters and stuff. So definitely stay tuned. It'll be on our news page as well. Lisa is in production.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. Freya's iPhone is next.
All right. Hello, Kim and Chris. I heard you guys on, I hear you guys presenting, and you always, as always, how you do such a great presentation. I'm wondering if you guys have any special offer on the Victor Reader products, the Stream or the Trek, any of them.
We don't actually carry them ourselves. That may be coming in future. We don't know for sure about that. Currently, we don't actually carry them. We just do the tutorials for them, but there are plenty of other companies that actually carry those products. Of course, Humanware is the primary people, of course. But in terms of us carrying them, we currently do not.
Oh, because I know you guys did a tutorial.
We did.
All
right. Yep.
Alrighty. Anyway, well, thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, next we have a phone from area code 937.
Okay. Can you hear me okay? Okay. My question is this. My name is Shirley, and I thought I heard you saying, and again, as people pointed out, you guys were in and out a little, but did you say something about having a tutorial or an up-and-coming one for the Fire TV?
Yes, ma'am. That one is probably my, let's see, I have two in production before that. My plan and hope and prayer is to get everything in my list done by Black Friday. So everybody cross your fingers and toes for me, because that is, I've got three to do by Black Friday. So we'll see if I can actually pull this off. If so, yes, that is going to be out then.
Okay, and do you have any idea, any kind of cost approximation?
More than likely,
yet?
It's going to be about $39. That's generally our sweet spot for stuff like this. So that's what my anticipation is. Yep.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Okay. We have Nick Gents next.
Hi,
Tim. I'm with my host, Lord.
Hi, Tim and Chris.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, I'm one of your podcast listeners.
Awesome. We appreciate
and
that.
And I even subscribe on a stream.
Yay.
And the tutorial, the speaker and the transmitter, do those come together?
No. We have three different speakers that we offer and the the transmitter. So, you know, basically if you wanted a speaker and a transmitter, you'd get both. But they each would come with the specific tutorial for that. So your speaker is going to come with a tutorial for the said speaker. The transmitter is going to come with a transmitter receiver tutorial for that. But we don't currently have a bundle that says, okay, you can get the iFox speaker and the transmitter, or the volume and bass with the transmitter. That's a good idea, though.
Maybe that would be a good suggestion.
We might think about that. That's actually a good idea. I like it.
Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, that's the only people with their hands up presently.
Okay, let me add something else while we're waiting. If anybody else has anything to add, obviously continue to ask us questions. But I did just want to add something we completely forgot about when we were actually recording the presentation. And as I said, we realized we had some audio weirdness going on there. We will make sure that there is a clean version of this presentation sounding exactly like it was recorded in the actual recording of the Stocking Stuffers presentation. So hang on for that. We'll make sure that Bob and Alan and Larry and company all get said actual presentation. But I did just want to add, if you are interested in getting something perhaps that you've not heard about and you're thinking, do they offer something on that? Get in touch with us, because we do have a custom tutorial service available. So if there's something and you're like, could they do something on this app, or could they do something on this program? If we have access to it, we could probably do that for you, and we can discuss pricing for it. Because they're custom, we would kind of have to quote you in terms of what the actual price for said tutorial would be. But we've had actual products come out that have been based on custom tutorials. Like Chris's Google Suite tutorial was based on someone coming to us and saying, I need to know how to use Docs and Sheets and Slides and all these Google things. And, you know, could you make a tutorial? And when we were doing that for her, she ended up saying, well, you know, you should totally make this public. So we actually ended up making it a great, successful tutorial from someone's custom. So if you want something you've not heard about that you think we can do, get in touch with us. Let us know. It is not, you know, it's not going to be our $39 sweet spot. You know, just telling you up front, that's not how this works. But we can get you something tailored specifically for you, should you be interested.
Tim, we also forgot another major thing while we were recording. Unless I was really sleeping, except I don't think I was, because I was listening with dismay to myself going in and out and thinking,
yes, it was sad.
My internet that bad?
No.
Anyway, we forgot.
I wonder why it picked on her.
It picked on her specifically worse, but it got both of us, too.
Yeah.
Bizarre.
It was very bad.
But I am kind of lobbing this one to you, because this has been your baby. We forgot WordPress.
We did forget WordPress, and I think we probably forgot WordPress because it is pretty advanced. But if you are interested in creating and or...
You've been living and breathing it, and the trauma was just too great.
There is a lot of trauma there, that's for sure. But if you are interested in building your own website for business or pleasure, I recently finished a 13-hour course on WordPress. So if that is something that interests you, definitely visit the site. And you can find out all about it. There's a syllabus for the course listed in the product information on the website. So this is using a self-hosted WordPress site. So you can build sites for business or pleasure, and you can sell products, and we go through all that, and blogging and hosting and domains and registering domains, and it's really soup to nuts in terms of the entire process. What is WordPress? Why do you want to use it? Why do you want to build a website? So it's a huge thing, and we've kept it insanely affordable to get as many of you in it as want to join it. And we have we will probably soon reach 100 people in it. So it's very exciting. So definitely, if you're interested, please do check that out. And if you have any questions, just get in touch with me.
Okay.
Okay. At this point, a couple more questions. Shirley B has a question.
Shirley?
Looks like she's
there. I wanted to say that Lisa did a great job on the tutorial of concerning the Apple Watch. I have the Series 3. And also, Kim did a great job on the Echo tutorial because I didn't have one at the time, and she made me help me make the decision to get one.
Yay!
All right.
Good. Thank you, Shirley.
Anyone else, Ron?
Okay, looks like Pamela has a question.
Hi, guys. I was just curious about your Bluetooth/wired headset that you mentioned. Mm-hmm. Does it just connect to one Bluetooth item, or can you do more than one?
I think you can do two and switch between them at the same time. Does either of you remember that specifically?
I believe that is correct, yes.
I think you can switch between two at the same time. So you would just press, I believe, one of the, I think it might be play stop or something, and that will toggle you between two active devices at the same time.
And if you get that, it comes with the tutorial, or is that?
It so? Absolutely does, yep.
Okay, thank you.
And it's like an hour because I can't shut up because I tend to be stuck in the details. So please know that I over-deliver on everything. So.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I don't see anybody else at this moment.
Okay, well, I want to thank Mixtic Access for doing their outstanding presentation, as always. Y'all want to give your phone number one more time?
Absolutely. If y'all want to get in touch with us, it is 716-543-3323. And I always joke that we are based in New York, and guess who's not in New York? That would be me. So you will reach Chris if you actually call. He's the one who's actually based in New York. We're in three different states. So if you call, you will get any of us, and you can just choose your menu option. Please remember that you will save 10% using this code SILVERBELLS, and that's all one word. And if you want to email us, it is info@mysticaccess.com. And that's another way you can get in touch with us. And, of course, you can visit the website as well. We also do have a interactive on phone catalog as part of our menu options. So if you call and you want to actually browse on the phone everything that we offer, you can – I can't remember the number. Which number is it? Three. You can press three at our menu to go and browse our catalog. And then when you found something of interest, you can come straight back and one of us can help you order it. So if you are a phone person and just would prefer to browse that way, we have you covered.
Well, that's great. Outstanding, as always. Thank you, Mystic Access. We look forward to hearing you every year. We hope you'll be back in future stocking stuffers because it's always a great presentation. Gary, this summer at the ACB convention in St. Louis, and I tell you, I think I could have hung out at his booth the whole convention. The man is a wealth of knowledge about gadgets, and he sells most of them, too, so... that's great. He's got the best deals, and he uses this stuff, so he knows the kind of stuff that we're looking for, and he knows how to get a good price for it, and he knows how to peddle it. So he's been a recent guest the last few months, and we're all used to it. I know a lot of us have met him. I'm just going to quit talking and turn the phone over to him so that he can start telling us about his products that he's got. Barry, take it away.
Alan, thank you so much. Folks, I'm sorry about that. My area code for my cell phone is different from the area code for the landline. And we all had the cell phone number, and I was in on the landline for the last hour and a half, but that's what technology does to us.
All right.
let me tell you a little bit about what GuideLights and Gadgets and that is three words spelled out. I did not, in the announcement, put in our contact info. So I'm going to do that now at the beginning and at the end, and then go deal with products. We're a little old school. We have our catalog on our website. We do not, however, do e-commerce. We take orders on the site, but we do not do e-commerce because, quite simply, I found out over the last years we've been doing this that unless people get to feel the products or have a really good idea, perhaps from talking to one of us, either to KN or myself, sometimes people get stuff and they say, you know, maybe this isn't what I wanted. So we also merchandise primarily through direct shows, consumer shows and state conventions, and we do anywhere from about 10 to 15 a year. So our products fall – oh, let me do the contact stuff first. Phone number is 617-969-7500. And that is a cell line, and it's usually around me about 22 hours of the 24 per day, unfortunately. The website is www.guidelights, G-U-I-D-E, lightsandgadgets.us. And that's important because we used to be a .com. We are now a .us. And the third way to reach me is my email. Because in fact, if you put an order on our website or you put a question on it, it'll then come to me by email. But if you want to contact me directly, it's B as in boy, Scheuer, which is my last name, S-C-H-E-U-R, @Scheuer.com. Now that we've gotten all that out of the way, let me tell you a little bit about what we do, and then I'm going to highlight some holiday specials. We have what I will call four product categories. One of them is what I will call gadgets and electronics, and that encompasses everything from a lot of the stuff, some of which you've heard about tonight, headphones, speakers, although we carry a lot of sort of unusual things. We try, by the way. The one thing you will discover about Guidelights and Gadgets and the gadget side, most of the products we carry are not carried by anyone else in the United States. The reason for that is that about 20 years ago, I started doing a considerable amount of work in China. And I made an awful lot of Chinese partnerships, which I used in our first company. And some of you remember Talking Solutions back in the earlier part of the century. Well, some of those partnerships still exist. And therefore, a lot of the merchandise we carry, both specialized blindness products, as well as more general technology consumer products, are not products that have been picked up by other manufacturers or other distributors in the United States. Number two, besides the electronics, is something that I started 3 years ago because of a personal kind of issue, which is I've always presumed that blind people, for some reason, like bags. We're always afraid of where we put stuff and losing it. And so recently, about 3 years ago, when Kay and I moved down to South Carolina from Boston, we discovered that we did most of our move not in boxes, but in about 150 suitcase bags, which we'd accumulated over 20 years. And that sort of said, you know what, we like bags. So I went looking and tried to find what I wanted was some manufacturers of leather products where we could actually get the kind of discounts that are not readily available to consumers. And we have succeeded pretty well with that. We are the national distributor, well, not national, but in terms of the specialized use of products, in terms of perhaps I'd say blindness and disability, for of all things, a motorcycle accessories company. Now, you may ask, why is that sort of what's there? Well, what's there is this. Motorcyclists are really tough on leather. And these folks are the largest wholesalers of motorcycle accessories in the United States. As it turned out, because Myrtle Beach is one of the motorcycle capitals of the United States, which is where we live, two blindies walked into their showroom, and we sort of had an afternoon of blindies meet bikers. And it was a really interesting day because they had whips and chains and bustiers all sitting in the front with tattoos on everybody. But we eventually got along fine, and that was almost 3 years ago. And it's a wonderful partner to have. They make things, and I'll describe them a little bit in a couple minutes. They think like the most durable cell phone case in America, which is what they call one of their cell phone cases, and it's actually correct. Besides them, we are a wholesaler for ABC International, which one of its companies is the Marshall Wallet Company. And if any of you have ever bought anything from them, their products are incredibly affordable with really good quality for the money. And we carry probably 40 or 50 of their products, which I'll talk about. Our third category is what I will call miscellaneous products because I can't fit it into anything else. And that can range anything from one of the things we've had a lot of fun with the last couple of years. I don't know why this product didn't make it into the U.S., but a Chinese company developed a cane tip, a hook cane tip that fits Ambutec canes that has a small generator in it. And when it rolls, it sparks and gives out not a very heavy duty light, but a light that makes you a little visible as you're walking. And it's an aid if you're just wanting a little bit more security. So maybe the car that, you know, will see you just before they hit you, will see you at 50 feet, and that might be advantageous. So that is a product. And we are just delighted to have worked out this relationship over the last 3 or 4 years. And then lastly, the guide lights part of the business is related to my wife, Kay Ann Roush. And because she is a guide dog handler, and she has developed a roster of about 100 different products that obviously are dog products, but some of them which work really well and applicable to dog handlers. That includes lots of toys, lots of bowls, travel bowls, regular bowls. I guess I will call them pet grooming products, as in how to take the hair off the doggy, as with a Furminator, which is a wonderful device. I first thought it was a razor when I picked it up. And as well as a device called a fur lifter that takes dog hair off of furniture and other surfaces where you want to get rid of it. So there is a whole line of dog products, and usually, and actually our catalogs are up pretty much for all of our products on the website, so you can read or download that file. However, our products rotate very, very rapidly, particularly in technology. All right, that's all the intro I'm going to do, and I want to move on to holiday specials, because one of the things Bob asked me to do is, can you do something pretty unique for our Tech Talk group? And I said, you know, I've been listening for so many years, as all of most of you. So if you call or email with the GG for Guide Lights and Gadgets, Tech Talk 2018, we will offer a 15% discount on any piece of merchandise that we have available. Now, my only caveat on that is it's only going to be for existing quantities, because we do move merchandise. And I mean, most of the things we have in stock that will last a couple of months, this is going to be through December 31st. But if a product is gone, it's gone. Notice all the caveats, folks. I'm a retired lawyer. I apologize for that. Now, let me start talking about some of the things we're really excited about. Number one, and really most significantly, we have gone back into manufacturing of our own line of products. I've been sort of half drag kicking and screaming there. And it started because there was a power bank, a talking power bank on the market by a company named iWalk. And it was a wonderful little power bank. It was a 10,000 mAh power bank. And when you turned it on, it talked. And when you connected it, it told you how much power it needed to be charged. And it would tell you when your device, when you connected it, was fully charged. Well, of course, if you've ever had the experience, and I've had it for a long time, of, oh, good, I just plugged something into my mobile power bank, and then I went to use my device, and my device is as dead as it was before. Why? Because the power bank had no energy in it. So the company made this. It was a wonderful product. We were distributing it, and then they decided to take it off the market because sighted people were annoyed by the speech, which happens more often than you all may want to know or admit. Well, I went to the company, and this was sort of like a diplomatic course because I felt like I was in some high-level negotiation for 6 months back and forth with a Chinese firm. But the one break we had is that one of their American representatives had a childhood relationship with a blind attorney. And he basically said, look, let's see if we can help them out. What eventually happened is this. They came to me and said, we've discontinued this product. If you're willing to manufacture it and pay all of the costs for it, we will reopen it. And we did, which was a pretty significant financial undertaking, let's say five figures. So, but we did it because we wanted to make sure there was a talking power bank that existed. For this first time, this will be the lowest price we've ever offered it. And it is the iWalk Secretary. And for the holiday season for Tech Talk subscribers, it is $64.25, I believe. And we're excited about that. We have several hundred of them, so they will be around for several years. It's the size of a pack of cigarettes, by the way. So it's much smaller. Some of you are familiar with the MyCharge, which has been dead for a number of years. This is about half the size and 1 2/3 times more powerful than the MyCharge. And it's very easy to use. I do have instructions and MP3 tutorials for anyone who buys it. And Bob, I just did email you one this afternoon, thankfully. So that's product number one. Product number two is, I think, something that you're going to be as excited about as we are. I'm an IRA explorer, as I suspect some people are in this group. And as I started using various headphones to work with IRA, of course, everyone was promoting, the IRA people as well, bone conduction headphones, particularly Aftershocks. And some of you who may own them know what they are. And what I have against them is they can become uncomfortable, and they're also very expensive, at over $100, usually about $130. Well, because I had started trying out a number of bone conduction products, one of the companies that we'd gotten a product from, I wrote back and said, you know, this is our customer base. This is our market. Well, an amazing thing happened. It turns out that their vice president of marketing, who is a Chinese woman, actually went to university in the United States. And the English was good. The communication were good. And she finally said, if you are willing to give us feedback about what features you think are important, we are willing to make an exclusive bone conduction product for the blind community. And I have had it for about 6 weeks in what I will call beta version one. It is saleable. The neat thing about this, it is folding. It is tiny. It folds down to almost just over 2.5 inches long. And the price point for it is very, very good. We're going to be doing it for the holiday special for $72.25. And I'll let you all make the judgment as to how it compares with Aftershocks. That's up to you. What's even more exciting is that after using it for several months, I then went to the company and I said, I want you to make a whole bunch of new feature adjustments, including volume, including voice prompts, some things that, you know, that'll make it easier for particularly those of us who use IRA. I have that version in my hand only today. It's not going to be on the market for several weeks because my beta testers have to run through it. But they also have, so the one we're doing now is fine. The new model pricing, when it does come out, and probably the 1st of January and maybe December, we're only talking a difference of about $10. But what's even really interesting, they have also made something I have never seen. They have made a hearing attenuation model of bone conduction headphones, which means if your hearing disorder involves specific frequencies, you can attenuate specific frequencies within the range of the headphones so that it will be clearer when you are using them. And it was a really neat and innovative idea. So that is the bone conduction headphones, and that's how you refer to them. These will not, by the way, and this company does sell other products on Amazon, but I do not think that this particular model they are going to sell. So I just, I know people, I mean, the company, I will, you know, if people are interested in detail, I will give it. But they have said very specifically that the first headphone that they have made in this series, they're going to sell on Amazon, but they probably will not want to sell the one that is specifically because they want us to sort of work with it and really see what the customer base is. So that's been a really exciting development. I never thought I would be back in manufacturing, but it's happened. Now let me move to a couple of leather products. A product that I'm really excited about, after wandering through a very large multi-acre warehouse in about 95 degree heat in Florida, is we came up with, and I've always wanted and keep looking for, I carry a Braille note taker, and I don't want to basically have to carry it over my shoulder all the time. I'd like to be able to really use it while I'm walking, meaning putting it in a waist pack and or putting it in a shoulder pack that's a cross-body type pack so I can move it around to the front and use it. Well, I'm calling this product a leather shoulder bag organizer and everything carrier. It is a 6x9-inch bag with 8 compartments, and all I can tell you is that the first time somebody touched it, who was one of our friends, it literally left my hand, grabbed up, and was never seen again. And they've actually bought several of them now because they like it, and I had never seen anything quite like this for all of the compartments. It will come carry wallets, keys, headphones. I've got a Polaris Mini in it. I've actually got a Polaris Mini and a U2 Mini in it, and they both fit. So it's extremely durable, and we're going to try and supply them with two straps, a leather strap, and perhaps a little bit of stronger one because the one they initially use isn't quite as strong as I would like, especially if you're trying to use it as a waist pack. In addition to the leather organizer, we have a full line of pouches, wallets, bags, crossbody, and a couple of things that I want to specifically highlight because they are part of a family of products that over the last year, having started working with Ira, I know that there are a lot of accessories that really make it easier to use and highlight its use. And so what we ended up doing is concentrating on picking things that would work very, very easily with whether you're using your own phone, whether you're using their glasses and their new Horizon controller, but something that would allow for really hands-free use. And none of these products are endorsed by Ira. They're just things that we use. The one that has been the hottest seller, and we have sold hundreds of them, is an adjustable neck pouch with 4 compartments that will fit up to the biggest and the smallest iPhone. It is very adjustable, both in terms of it could go from your waist to your neck, and it is secure and it is hands-free. We also deal in many different crossbody bags, backpacks, a running belt, which is another way we use Ira, which is a very slimline, water-resistant belt that will hold a phone and some other accessories. But it's very durable and water-resistant. And again, we're looking at nothing more than a $30 product. I should say that the goal of our company is 95% of everything we sell is $75 or less. And we're going to keep it that way because we look at stuff is what's the most affordable things that we can bring to the market. And again, these are not things that you're necessarily going to see everywhere. Two other leather products and I'm going to move on. One of them is what I joked is the toughest cell phone case in America. This thing is made of cowhide. It has a main compartment. It will hold up to an 8-plus phone, so pretty much things that are smaller. It is made of about 1/2-inch thick cowhide on each side. It has both a shoulder strap and can be used through a belt. It has a separate compartment. I usually carry my Victor Stream or Trek in it along with the phone, and you know, this is the kind of thing, you know, if it's thrown from a motorcycle and people are buying it for their phones, then it's probably got to be pretty sturdy. And, you know, we found it to be that way. That's one of their things that we like. And then there's a second product on the leather side I want to finish up with. I have been looking for what I will call the largest waist pack in America, because I wanted something, again, that will be durable for note takers. And we found two of them, one of them which is 17 inches end to end with about six compartments, and you can put a 40 cell braille display in it. The other one is a lot smaller. Well, not a lot, but it's about 12 inches, but it has a 5-inch depth, and it's enough thickness of this cowhide material that it's going to last, and you're not going to have any worries about the straps breaking, the zippers breaking, and these are around in the $40 range. As again, we try and keep this, you know, at the reasonable level, and some of the prices specifically, you know, are, I think, in the announcement that we made. Let me move to headphones for a minute, because we do a lot of headphones and speakers. I'm only going to highlight a couple. And again, if you want information or if you want variety to know what we have, because the product inventory and categories changes constantly. But I want to highlight one particular pair of headphones that we've been working with. And I will just tell you that one particular member of the Ira senior team basically was seeing it at a conference and grabbed it, paid for it, and was past my booth before I could say, don't take that off my desk. They are around the ear, and they do not go in your ear, but they lay flat against it, so you still can hear some outside noise. The best thing about them, most of you are familiar with the fact that Bluetooth headphones have drop-off. For all the money, and I've used Bluetooth Boses, and I've used just about everything else, for a headphone that's about $50, this is a Bluetooth set that is incredibly durable. It is so comfortable because of the way it sits, you can sleep with it. And not that you want to, but if you're listening to a book, some people find that's what they do. Next, let me move on to another leather product that is from, however, a different manufacturer, the last one of those. Again, we use what we sell. I am always looking for what is the shoulder bag, the laptop bag, that I can cram the most amount of things into without the bag breaking? And I suspect I'm not the only person in this group talking tonight that feels that way. Well, we have done some business as a distributor with the Embassy line of luggage. Some of you may be familiar with Embassy luggage. It's very popular. They make a $50 shoulder bag, which is our price for it, that has six compartments. It will hold up to a 12.5-inch laptop. And the first one I have used of this product lasted me 3 years. And most people can't say about any kind of a bag lasting 3 years and still looking like you could put it on the table for people to look at a convention. Lastly, I think, let me highlight one other group of products which sort of falls into the miscellaneous category. And because it's new, I think you may find it interesting. I suspect some of you here are familiar with the Bradley watch, the magnetic tactile ball bearing watches. And they're very, very nice products. Well, the company, or one of the companies in China, of course, what do they do best in China? They re-engineer the product and they reproduce it at much lower cost. And they did that to Bradley. Problem was, it wasn't a very good watch. You know that the Bradley watch has one ball bearing on the top and another ball bearing on the side, the hours and minutes, respectively. Well, that was great, but some of the ball bearings on the sides were falling out, especially on the knockoffs. And I've been in communication with these companies for the last 2 years. And one particular company, and it's a very, very, as a matter of fact, it is one of the blindness agencies in China, decided to patent and produce a new line of magnetic tactile equivalent watches. And what's exciting about this is that, number one, they make it with a pink band, so it's not the usual all-male colors. Number two, the two ball bearings are on the top. And while the bearings are smaller, they are also deeper in the tracks, which means they will not fall out. Now, I will caution, that anyone with neuropathy is going to have a little trouble with this. It looks very, very stylish. A number of colors, black, brown, leather, and expansion bands. But it's something you really should be comfortable with if you've seen something like this. We have had a couple of them where people have bought them, and it's hard to use. On the other hand, we've had a number of people who never thought they could use it make use of this. And the new line, we have got products ranging depending upon when they were made and a little bit about their design in the magnetic tactile watch group, ranging anywhere from $50 at a low to $150, which is the newest model I just spoke of. And I can tell you that, as most of you will know, that watches of similar types have been sold for an awful lot more money. This newest line of theirs is a quality watch. I do, again, it is not for everyone because the ball bearings are small and they are buried fairly deep in the tracks, but they won't fall out. Let me stop there for some questions because I've talked about as fast as I can do it to get through as many products as I can. And again, we're really appreciative of being here, Bob. And Bob, you and I have known each other a lot of years and you're always buying stuff, but it's really an honor to be able to do the program this year.
Okay. Thanks, Barry. We appreciate it. Ron, are there any questions?
I only see one from Mitchell at this point.
Yeah. Hi, Barry. You think you got a lot of good products. I'm looking for a cell phone case with a clip and a case that I could put a second-gen Victor reader in.
We got them. We've got both cases that will hold both of those things. We have discovered a very nice, also I wanted to mention this and thank you for that, because we have also recently discovered, you probably all know that Executive Products makes a beautiful case for the Victor Stream, and that's all well and good, but it's also about $60 or $70. Well, we found a $15 case that some people really like. You can't use it in the case, but it does protect it. It is a leather case, and it protects it well. But as to the cell phone case, I have the perfect case for you. It is the tough, sort of the most durable case I was talking about. I have a Stream in it as well as an iPhone 8 Plus. Give me a call, and I can describe it for you in greater detail.
Okay, Ron, two more questions, then we have to move on. I'm sorry. Next question.
Okay, looks like Kim has a question. Okay. Kim Loftus.
Sorry, I was attempting to unmute myself. Very stellar presentation,
thanks.
Sir. Fantastic.
Kim, we love you guys. We're your
we
fans.
Love you guys.
We buy
too.
As much as we can.
Too. Well, we appreciate it, and I am excited to be buying something from you this holiday season. Had a quick question about your everything bag, the big one that you said you could put pretty much anything in. I assume, being a fashion conscious gal, that any of these would work just as well for the ladies as for the gents, correct?
They do, and in the cases where there are some colors, we will provide that. We try and get things in basically in more feminine colors and more masculine colors. But the bag we're talking about, what I call it the everything bag. By the way, that bag is it's a unisex bag.
Wonderful. I will be in touch with you.
Yep.
Great.
Thank you.
Last question, Ron, please.
Okay, Nancy Lynn. At this point,
okay.
Okay, good. Barry, the talking power. Oh, shut up. The talking power bank. Will it power the Echo products? The Dot.
The Dot plugs in. It will not handle products that go into an outlet. But Nancy Lynn, thank you, because I want to say this. Two things about that power bank. One. It has a QC2 quick charge chip in it, and many power banks are not equipped with quick charge, which allows your devices to be charged much more quickly. The second thing is, and the reason that I got so excited about this power bank in the first place, it will charge a note taker. You do not need to carry those bizarre adapters or plugs with you. It will charge a note taker off a USB port. It has the power to do that. For example, I've sort of timed it recently, and it is powered up a BrailleSense U2 Mini in 90 minutes from no charge to 100%. And that's pretty good when you're not carrying the AC around. And so I carry it around with me to power up and charge just about everything I've got.
And I'll add that it's also got a built, don't forget to mention it's got a built-in micro USB cord and a lightning cord built into it, right, Barry?
That's thank you, Alan, because you have one in your bag.
Yeah. It's outstanding, yeah. So, all right.
Thank you all.
Well, that's a wrap. Barry, as always, thank you. Sounds like you got a lot of great stuff. I think I'll probably be giving you a call this season, but sorry about the problems with the phone. I should have done some homework and checked with you on that, and but glad we got it all sorted. So,
and Barry, before you leave, could you give your phone number? We don't have time.
Yes. Okay. Phone number is 617-969-7500. And I will usually get to you the same day. We try to, and you know, the phone is with me most parts of the day. Right. So give a call, and okay. we love helping our customers. I try and talk everybody through every product we sell, much to my wife's annoyance.
Okay, and the discount is GG Tech Talk 2018.
It is GG Tech Talk 2018.
Yep. Okay,
right.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Barry. You guys are great.
And I've got Barry's contact information too, and you probably see my name on 15,000 emails a day. So if you need to get a hold of him, give me a shout.
And I have it in the newswire. We'll always pass it on to anyone.
Exactly.
We're introducing here a great friend of Accessible World and of blind people. I know the previous vendors that I really work to support my products. This man does too. I'm telling you that. And he's terrific, and I'm glad he's here tonight. So without further ado, Brett Harbolt, the Harbolt Company, to tell us about his products. Brett, you're on the air.
First of all, guys, I apologize. Boy, I tell you, tech problems, fun stuff. So anyway, I want to thank everybody for sticking it out. And thanks to Bob and everybody for having me this year. And I have to follow all these great people. That's a tough act. Anyway, guys, I am Brent Harbolt, and we are the Harbolt Company. And we celebrated our 4-year anniversary this year. So with great customers like yourselves, we've been able to do this for 4 years. But basically, if you haven't heard of us, or if you have, what we do is we do a lot of fun stuff. We've got a really awesome, accessible website that is mobile friendly as well as super accessible. And you can go down through all of our products just by heading, by heading, by heading. And so it's probably one of the most accessible websites you will ever encounter. And that was one thing when we first started out that we wanted to do, is make our website super accessible and give you guys every opportunity to be able to order stuff from us. As well as one really cool thing that we do is we do audio descriptions of all the items that we sell. So if we can't use it, we won't sell it. And so all of our items on our website have an audio description that you can listen to, my wonderful voice describe all those great products and how they work. So it's kind of like an audio manual, which, I wish a lot more people did, because that is really helpful. That is one of the biggest great pieces of feedback that we've gotten over the years. So, our website is harboltcompany.com, and I'm going to spell that because I should have come up with something a lot easier, but of course I didn't. H-A-R-B as in boy, O-L-T as in Tom, and then the word company spelled out .com. So our website's got the audio description, and we also have very detailed written descriptions as well of all of our products. We take all forms of payment, PayPal, credit cards, everything like that. We send all over the world, United States and all overseas. On in United States shipping, it's a flat $7 for the first item and $3 for each item after that. So we also have a really cool newsletter to sign up for on our website. So we have over 500 members on our newsletter. We send out a deal of the day. Every day we do some really fun contests. We just got through with the Halloween contest where we gave away a set of Bluetooth speakers valued at over $100. We do all kinds of cool, fun giveaways throughout the year. And then during Christmas time, we actually sponsor some different needy families. I think up till now, we sponsored over 20 different families, and we let you guys get involved and help out. We'll do auctions of our products, and all the money will go to buy Christmas for kids who don't have it as good as we do. So we really, really encourage you guys to get involved with that, because it really is a great time for everybody. We have all kinds of different products. We first started out doing a lot of just electronics and stuff like that. And actually this year we've kind of moved into doing a lot more of a variety of products, like home products and home furnishings, kitchen items, you know, things like that. So there's even some jewelry up there. So for you ladies, there's bound to be something up there that you can find. And so that really makes it fun, because you'd never know what you're going to find when you go up there. We change our items every week. We do have some staples that that we keep up there, and but we do change items almost every week. And so basically when you go there, it's just kind of fun to see what we're going to have this week. And so I encourage you to get signed up for the newsletter and check out, you know, all the different things that we do. We also offer a layaway plan, which is really cool. A lot of people take advantage of that. You pay half down, and then if you pay off the remaining balance in 30 days, then you'll it doesn't cost you any extra. If you carry it over to 60, it's you know, it's a little like a $20 fee, and then carry over 90, it's like another $20 fee. So it's a pretty good way if you want to kind of put some items in layaway and make sure they're held for you, and then just pay them when you can. So we've got some really cool items that I do want to mention. I do encourage you guys to take a look at the site, because, like I said, we got so many different things. There's bound to be something there for a gift or for yourself. But we've got one thing that has been super popular. And if you guys, I know most of you probably own a Victor Stream, and you know how bad the ports are on those. But these are the magnetic cables. And that basically, it's a magnetic tip that plugs into your Victor Stream port. And that way you don't ever have to remove that tip again. So you're not constantly plugging and unplugging and plugging and unplugging it and causing that port to go bad. You just attach the magnetic end onto that tip. It charges it. When you're done, you just pop it off and go about your business. And we actually sell extra tips, so you can buy as many micro USBs or lightnings, you know, for your Apple devices, so you can buy extra tips on those. We sell a package that you get a 5-foot cable with the micro USB and one lightning tip. So one Apple tip and one micro USB, and then a 5-foot nylon cable. So that's really cool. Another really cool thing that we've got now is, I know a lot of people know about the Apple AirPods. They love the fact that they're true wireless. There's no wires connecting them. Well, we have a really nice set of Bluetooth earbuds right now that I think definitely rivals the Apple AirPods, and they don't cost $170. So they are true wireless, so each individual bud goes in your ear, and they don't hang down like the AirPods do, but they actually fit in your ear really nice, and they've got activation for Siri and answering calls and hanging up and pausing and playing music and so forth. And then they come with this cool little lipstick case that charge the earbuds when they're not in your ears. You just put them in this case, magnetizes them, and then they charge. So that's a really cool device that we have. We also have one of the largest capacity milliamp batteries that you can get. We have a 30,000 milliamp battery that can charge three devices at one time. So that is really cool. If you're going out of town for a couple weeks, you want to not have to worry about plugging your devices into a wall outlet, you can take this battery and you're going to get all kinds of charges out of it before you'll ever have to worry about plugging it in again. And I actually sell these to people like in Florida and stuff who are worried about hurricanes and power outages. So they will definitely power your devices for, you know, depending on how many devices you charge with them. I mean, you're talking maybe a week or more for your devices. So that's pretty cool there. And then we have a variety of different charging options. We've got wireless chargers for all the new iPhones. So like I have one sitting right next to my chair here. I can just lay my iPhone down on it. It charges. That wireless charging is very, very convenient. It will very much spoil you if you start using that. So we've got all kinds of different wireless charging options. We even have We even have batteries, portable batteries that you can actually place your phone on and wirelessly charge with the battery, and not have to plug the battery into. So that's pretty cool. We've got some really nice home stuff. Like I mentioned, we've got some spill-proof and leak-proof mugs. We've got some really awesome, the softest blankets you'll ever feel that I have on every one of my beds. It's just amazing. And we just got in some unbreakable wine glasses, which are really cool. They're actually stainless steel. They're stemless, but they're also unbreakable and a really neat item like that. So we have all kinds of different things, as you can see, different varieties of items, Bluetooth devices, computer accessories. We've got a really nice set of computer speakers right now that actually have a remote control with them, and they also are Bluetooth. So you can have them plugged into your computer, but you can also have your device hooked up to them via Bluetooth. And so, you know, if you want to stream your music while you're in by your computer, you can. So I just encourage everyone to take a look at our website, sign up for our newsletter. We do take phone orders. People ask me what our hours are. Basically, unless I'm sleeping, I'm answering the phone. So you guys can call anytime. Our number is 405-633-2572. And you can always email us at sales@harboltcompany.com. And again, our website is just harboltcompany.com. And I'm sorry if I sound like I'm rushing. I know you guys are tired and want to get off here. So I will open it up to any questions.
Okay, Ron, could you handle the questions, please?
Okay, this point, Bobby has a question.
Is this the right Bobby? I'm Bobby Benton.
Okay, go ahead, Bobby.
Okay, my question is, you mentioned computer speakers. Do these computer speakers have a control to change the bass and treble? Like, for example, I'm a big bass man. I like lots of bass when I'm listening to music, but when I'm actually doing things like now, like Tech Talk, I like more treble. Now, do these things have the controls for the bass and the treble?
Good question.
They don't specifically have bass and treble knobs or anything like that, but the remote does have a set of EQ buttons that one button adds more bass and one button adds more treble. So it does give you a little bit of control there with the speakers.
Okay. Next question, Ron.
Okay, we have a question from a phone user with area code 937.
Okay. This is me, Shirley. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. It's a little bit of a multifaceted question, but it's about the Bluetooth earphones that you talked about. I'm curious if you could tell us how much those run, and do you get any kind of a sound to indicate that you're either turning them off or turning them on? Sometimes with some of these, it's a little hard to tell. You know, when you're actually shutting them off when you're done, and can you use them each like individually, or do you have to use them as a pair?
Well, I'll take the first question. Those are $79.99, and they do give you all audible feedback, which is really awesome. So when you turn them on, they say power on. They actually tell you left channel, right channel. So the earbuds actually look exactly the same. So it's good that it tells you that, because that way you know which one goes in the left ear, which one goes in the right ear. And so they do give you lots of feedback, battery low, you know, that kind of audible feedback. And then your last question, I totally blanked on what as far as. What was it that the last thing you asked about them? I'm sorry.
Do you need to use them as a set, or can you just use one individual one if you just want to have one ear?
Well, when you're talking to people, you use the one ear, and if when you're listening to music and stuff, you can use them individually if you like. But of course, most people like stereo. But yes, you can use them individual. There's one master that is the for like talking, you know, on the phone. So if you get a call, the right one is going to shut off and the, not shut off, but you know, stop stop broadcasting, but the left one is the master. But yes, you can use them one or the other.
So all right.
And then you charge them in a little case.
Yes, it comes with a little aluminum case, and they just magnetize in there, and they hold in there, and each you'll get about 2 to 3 hours, just like the Apple AirPods, per charge, and the case can charge them up to 3 times.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Okay, Ron, where are we?
That was the end of the question so far.
Okay, I want to add that Brett will give a discount. Stocking 5 for your first order, you will save $5, but you will order from him. I'm hearing an iPhone there. You will order from him again and again and again. He really supports his products. I know I've called him hysterically many times, and he straightened me out beautifully. And the audio presentations are outstanding because he tells you about it, but then you listen, and he does it for you. He demos it. And this is another blind guy. You're like, oh, boy, you know. But he shows you how he does it, and it always works. So, Brent, we want to thank you and so much for your understanding. You're the last but far from last in line here. You did a great job. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you having me.
Thanks for hustling so fast, Brent. That was outstanding.
Well, I can talk fast when I need to.
Oh, the vendors are really going here in the last hour. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as someone once said, that's all there isn't anymore. Famous actor said that. And we'll see you next week. And next Monday, the 12th. So we're hearing iPhones leave and all that in my ears here. I thank you so much for coming. And so does Alan. And so does Larry Gassman and Ron Haley. Thank you so much.
Thanks, everybody.